broken pieces all together. WJTL, Mike Donahue, all together. Good morning, it's 7:20.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise today, hazy, hot, and humid. High 92 and a code orange air quality alert today. On the overnight, partly cloudy, low 69. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, a chance of showers and storms. High around 88. We're sitting at 69 degrees in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guest is our friend, pastor, author, David Wolverton. Good morning again,
David. Good
morning. Good morning.
It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you very much. Do you actually remember where we met and how we met?
You know, my brain isn't as, the memory's not as great as it once was. So refresh my memory. Well, I know it was many years ago.
It was. I was trying to calculate that this morning. It's well over 25 years ago, probably closer to 30 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm an avid.
You were at Hemfield UMC.
Right. And we were organizing a baccalaureate for the Hemfield High School.
Right.
And I'm an avid.
For such a time as this.
That's right, exactly.
That was the theme.
I'm an avid JTL fan. And So I was listening to you. I heard your voice and I kept praying, who should we get for baccalaureate? Who should we get? And I kept hearing your voice and I was like, I'm going to reach out. And you said yes. And I had never met you at that point. So we arranged to meet at Borders. That's how old we are.
There was no Borders anymore.
That's right. Wow. So we met at Borders and we, you know, I could tell as you looked at me, you kept thinking, you know, he's not as tall as I thought he would be on the phone. I mean,
stop.
You know, and so we just hit it off.
Yeah.
And I loved it. We arranged that. And then one of the most significant moments of our encounter is actually in this Mission Rift book. Yes,
do I get residuals?
you'll get a fraction of whatever I get, which is a fraction.
A fraction, yeah.
But you're actually on page 84 of my book. And what it was you know, the day after 9/11, September 11th, when, you know, I were chatting on the phone and you know, you invited me to come on air. And we spent the next couple of hours just processing all of what was happening the day before with everybody in this whole listening
audience. I'm actually getting chills and goosebumps remembering that.
Wasn't that wild?
It was.
And that reminded me of conflict. It was actually one of the birthing moments of my journey that said, we got to figure something out for how we respond to conflict, not only as churches, but as individuals, as Christians. How do we witness to what God is actually calling us to that is bigger than the moment that we're facing? And so while we were talking, my mind went to King Jehoshaphat in Second Chronicles, and we just kind of narrated that storyline. And from what I remember, people just started calling in, and we were processing out loud like everybody else. And,
right.
And not only the grief, but the anxiety related to what that attack did to us.
Yeah.
And so you made my book, and you made the chapter where we kind of bring out some of that anxiety. And what do we do with the anxiety? To lower it so that we can actually lead in the midst of conflict.
Which kind of brings us to more of your book. We are living in a very anxious time, you know, post-COVID and lots of things going on in our world that people are concerned about. So talk a little bit about the relevance of your book and how it applies to right now.
Yeah, that's a great question. The second part of this book is actually a very practical section of the book, and they are principles that I have found have really applied across the board, not just in dealing with conflict, but how to be leaders in anxious times where congregations or people or families or even marriages are dealing with conflicted emotions. How do we get to a place where we lower the anxiety enough so that we can lead through it? And the more I studied conflict, the more I was causing conflict, the more I was living in scenarios of conflict, the more I realized that conflict was actually a symptom, not the real issue. Mm-hmm. And if we are too abrupt or too quick to try to resolve it, we'll miss the deeper issues that actually caused the conflict.
Right.
So if we can just kind of hold back, not pursue peacekeeping or even peacemaking too prematurely, and allow that conflict to simmer just a little bit, it will show us what it's designed to show us. Mm. And that becomes what we want to go after.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, sounds.
So there are principles like, you know, chapter 4 is X rarely marks the spot. And what I mean by that is sometimes we go focusing in on the symptom rather than the source.
Right.
The cause,
you know, you go to the doctor with a sore throat. If the doctor just treats the sore throat without treating why that sore throat is there, then other symptoms will begin to plague you.
Right.
The same is true for conflict. So X rarely marks the spot. And then we talk about how under stress we regress. You know, I don't know about you, but you know, I learned a conflict management style of combination of avoidance and accommodation. Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing to do in certain circumstances, but it doesn't really always help us to lead through it.
Right.
And so we talk a little bit about that. And my favorite chapter of all, because you asked that question earlier, is actually chapter 9, the very last chapter, which is entitled Yes And Is Better Than No But. And I talk about what it means for us to be improvisational in our leadership and being able to harness the energy of what we're experiencing and then redirect it so that we're moving people in the discipleship, not just in trying to resolve to get to a place of peace.
Right, right. The book Mission Rift, wow. Leading Through Church Conflict, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Fortress Press, davidwolverton.net. That's David Wolverton, WOOLVERTON.net. You can get more information about David and the book there as well. David, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for writing this book. Thanks for putting me in it, too.
You betcha.
That's pretty special. Thanks so much for your friendship over the years. And we want to encourage everyone to check it out. Mission Rift, Leading Through Church Conflict. Thanks for being
Thank
here.
You.
Thank you. I love you guys. And love JTL.
Love you as well.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'm going to give you a chance right now to win this book. It looks awesome. It's been so great this morning to hear from David about kind of how his journey to writing this and sharing this information with us. So I'm going to give you a chance to win. You can call 717-392-3690. I'll take caller number 3 to win that book.
717-392-3690. Call now to win. Here's Ann Wilson, My Jesus on WJTL.